2 Samuel chapter 16. When David was a little past the summit, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of donkeys saddled, and on them 200 loaves of bread, 100 clusters of raisins, 100 bunches of summer fruit, and a skin of wine. Then the king said to Ziba, "Why did you bring these?" Ziba said, "The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and summer fruit are for the young men to eat, and the wine are for those who get exhausted in the desert to drink." The king asked, "Where is your master's son?" Ziba said to the king, "He is staying in Jerusalem, telling himself, 'Today the house of Israel will give me back my grandfather Saul's kingdom.'" Then the king said to Ziba, "All that belonged to Mephibosheth is now yours." Ziba said, "I bow before you, only let me find favor in your sight, my lord, O king." When King David came to Bahurim, a man from the house of Saul came out, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came out continually cursing as he came. He threw stones at David and at all the servants of King David, as well as at all the people and all the mighty men who were on his right and left. This is what Shimei screamed when he cursed, "Get out! Get out of here, you murderer and scoundrel! The Lord is repaying you for all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. The Lord has given the kingdom over to the hand of Absalom your son. Disaster has finally overtaken you, because you are a man of bloodshed." Then Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over and cut off his head." But the king said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? If he curses because the Lord has told him, 'Curse David,' who can say to him, 'Why have you done this?'" Then David said to Abishai and to all his servants, "Look, my son, who came from my own flesh, is trying to kill me. How much more this Benjaminite? Leave him alone, let him curse, for the Lord has told him to do it. It may be that the Lord will look on the wrong done to me, and the Lord may repay me good for his cursing me today." So David and his men went down the road, and Shimei went along on the nearby hillside across from him, cursing as he went, throwing stones and dirt at David. The king and all the people who were with him arrived weary at their destination. There he refreshed himself. Now Absalom and all the men of Israel arrived at Jerusalem, and Ahithophel was with him. When Hushai the Archite, David's friend, came to Absalom, Hushai said to Absalom, "Long live the king, long live the king." Absalom asked Hushai, "Is this how you show your loyalty to your friend? Why did you not go with your friend?" Hushai replied to Absalom, "No, but to the one whom the Lord, these people, and all the men of Israel have chosen, I will be loyal and will stay in his service. Anyway, whom should I serve? Should I not serve his son? As I have served your father, so I will serve you." Then Absalom said to Ahithophel, "Give your advice as to what we should do." Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Go sleep with your father's concubines that he left to look after the palace. Then all Israel will hear that you are abhorred by your father. Then the hands of all following you will be strengthened." So they pitched a tent for Absalom on top of the palace. Then Absalom went and had sex with his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. In those days, the counsel Ahithophel gave was as good as if a person consulted an oracle of God. The advice of Ahithophel was respected by both David and Absalom.